you know, obviously it's a great year, and there's a lot of great football players in the state of Georgia. You know, when early in my career, I worked and covered high school football up in Hall County, which is in the Atlanta metro area. So I watched a lot of Georgia high school football during that time. And what I noticed is the offensive systems aren't necessarily like they are in other states. You go across the border in South Carolina, there's a lot of spread, a lot of passing. You know, same up in North Carolina, same down in Florida, even Alabama. But in Georgia, you know, a lot of wing T, a lot of power eye, things like that. And I think that that, on a certain level, keeps it from being like a state maybe like Texas, where there is almost all spread and all, you know, chuck it all over the field, you know, for maybe having that type of talent production at quarterback. At the same time, though, one thing I have noticed is, as far as that position goes in particular, it's a lot of times very cyclical. I mean, some years Georgia will have two or three quarterbacks. Some years they'll have none. Some years Florida will have a bevy of them. Really, the one state that produces quarterbacks year in and year out is the state of Texas, you know, along with other standards like California and Pennsylvania. But it's not so much something where I think that that's completely hurting the Peach State as far as producing QBs.
Hey, JC, we got to get to a commercial break, but we love having you on. You always provide great insight, so thanks again.
Hey, thanks. Y'all be good.
All right.
Thank you, JC.
That was ESPN recruiting analyst JC Sherbert. We have to get to a commercial break. When we come back, we will give our own analysis of ESPN's Top 150. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's official visit. In September, the official visit moved to Monday nights from 7 to 9 on 790 The Zone, and the Score Atlanta Falcons Sunday will air from 1 to 4 p.m.
At work, at home, or on your laptop, listen live at 790thezone.com. And while you're there, get the best local and national sports coverage on the web. 790thezone.com.
Judas Priest with Whitesnake live at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater at Encore Park Thursday, August 20th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or 800-745-3000. Presented by Bud Light.
We're back talking with Max Q. Bunsen, rocket scientist. So what's the big picture on the rocket biz, Max?
Bob, rocket science is utterly incomprehensible. Nothing like getting state minimum coverage for less from Safe Auto. And you gotta have coverage, Bob. That part's pretty easy.
Safe Auto? Max, I don't get it.
Don't see why not, Bob. It isn't exactly rocket science.
You gotta have coverage, you wanna save money. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO and do both. Safe Auto. It's the right thing to do.
Play it safe, safe.
Hey, it's Dake Shapiro here to talk about Salomon Brothers with my buddy Gary, who has been shopping there for years for the beautiful lady in your life.
Stakey, for me, it's all about high quality, beautiful, one-of-a-kind pieces, and the best prices in the city.
Yeah, best prices is absolutely what Salomon Brothers wants you to know about. They'll match any price anywhere in town from any website or local store or whatever it is. And here's the great thing. With all the engagements happening, how about just anniversaries? How about year after year, you find great stuff for your wife?
For my 20th anniversary, Stake, I got a beautiful colored crystal necklace, and the people in Alpharetta couldn't stop talking about it.
The people in Alpharetta around the pool, what were they saying? What were they saying?
I want to see more, Steak.
That's the great thing about it. You want your wife to stay happy. You want to get great stuff. Gary knows it, and so do anybody who shops there. The woman in your life deserves the best and the best prices. So whether it's a big anniversary, a diamond engagement ring, or maybe upgrading the great ring that you have, that's the beauty of it. Gary, say it with me. 17th floor Tower Place. In Buckhead. Check out Salomon Brothers.
It's full steam ahead for the nationally ranked Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. The 2009 season kicks off Saturday, September 5th, as the Jackets take the field. All aboard, Tech fans, for exciting matchups against Clemson, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, and you do not want to miss Georgia versus Georgia Tech in Bobby Dodd Stadium. Don't get left at the station. Go to ramblinrec.com/tickets or call 888-TECH-TICKS to get your tickets today. It's full steam ahead.
Pollock and Bell.
Hope you have a great weekend. Big week for us on Pollock and Bell. Dale Earnhardt Jr., Georgia fans. We're going to have Rennie Curran stopping by. Mike Peterson from your Atlanta Falcons. And Michael the Burner Turner. Pollock and Bell. If you'll listen to us, you're dead to me.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back on a beautiful day in Atlanta at Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone will team up again to broadcast high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com. Alex, we just had ESPN analyst J.C. Sherbert on to talk about his take on the ESPN 150 and more. Of course, now we have the stage, the floor, if you will, to give our own take on the ESPN 150. And one of the things we talked to J.C. about, and it jumped off the page at me, is that the Florida Gators have six of the top 30 players, commitments from six of the top 30 players in the country, and nine in the top 150 alone. I sort of disagree a little bit with J.C. I think there's got to be a Florida bias. Is there any way Florida could really be dominating the recruiting rankings this much? Of the top 25 kids, only 10 have committed. Half have committed to Florida.
Well, I think, you know, like he said, when you've got five main recruiting analysts, that's definitely not as many opinions and not as many voices as you get with a Rivals or Scout. I think that when you get something like a top 150, ESPN stopped at 150, and they're not, you know, really going down and ranking position by position. You know, they're not ranking the 70th defensive end or the 65th running back or the 25th dual threat quarterback. They're not going that in depth, which, you know, some might say is kind of a good thing because, you know, trying to differentiate between the 60th defensive end and the 70th is, well, I mean, it's impossible. It's impossible to do. What's the difference, really? So, you know, it's just a totally different process. As for how they got six Florida players in that top 30, I think you'd have to sit down with the five of them. One, I think, which is a Tom Luganbill of formerly Georgia Tech quarterback. I think Atlanta fans will remember him. Atlanta sports fans, but you know, I think you'd have to sit him down and ask him.
Yeah, I'll tell you, DeMar Dorsey, for one, who's at number 11 out of Boyd Anderson, a safety, is so high on that list. It's shocking. I mean, the kid's not in the top 100 on any other service, yet he's number 11 in the country according to ESPN. So there, what's really interesting is the large discrepancy between ESPN and the other recruiting services. With that said, Georgia has seven of their own in the top, and I say Georgia, I mean the University of Georgia has seven commitments in the top 150. So they're having a, as we've alluded to a number of times, a great start. When you talk about the state of Georgia, JC already said they have 16, which is tied for, actually is one behind California for fourth, which is, when we talk about it, is right where we have them in terms of football talent. They have the 16 they have is the first one ranked is MLK running back Mac Brown at number 16. They have Atlanta Washington receiver Antonio Goodwin at 23, Alec Ogletree at 32, Dayreek Rogers at 34, Storm Johnson at 38, Markeith Ambles 39, Brian Vogler 70, who we talked about earlier, who's going to be playing in their Under Armour All-American game, Tyler Jones 78. Buford's Colton Houston at 85, Southwest DeKalb's T.J. Stripling 89, Juwan James 94, Ken Malcolm 98, Sean Kitchens 99, Telvin Smith 110, Kerry Peters 122, Garrison Smith surprisingly
there's low. The big one. Right. There's the big discrepancy
at 137. And I would tell you he's the best defensive, one of the top two to three defensive linemen in the entire state, maybe behind. Jackson Jeffcoat, who happens to be rated number one.
He's their number one.
And I would put them in the same exact breath, the same league, and they have one at one and one at 137. And then the last guy from Georgia on the list is Michael Taylor, who we already had on the show earlier today, at 140. So, you know, it's interesting just to gauge really how, I mean, it's an eye of the beholder kind of thing.
It really is. But, I mean, you look at a guy named the guy Garrison Smith, 137, a guy like him that, you know, we in this studio have talked about and regarded as one of the top 30 prospects in the country.
Oh,
30,
easily.
40, that's what we've been regarding him as this whole recruiting period. A guy that got an early offer from USC a little while ago.
Everyone wants
USC.
USC
is not just offering anyone, especially all the way across the country.
Right.
And that's the biggest discrepancy that I saw as far as Georgia players. I don't know if there's going to be an explanation. No, there's no explanation really as to why.
Well, maybe
different.
They know something we don't know.
I doubt it, though. It's different.
We're a little closer, and we've seen him play. The kid's a star at two positions, defensive tackle and defensive end. That's crazy to me, but it also doesn't matter in the end. But I also found some other statistics. So we already mentioned Georgia at 16 players in there. California was right after Georgia with 20, with 17. Texas was second with 25. And then, of course, Florida had 27. That's absolutely just an astounding number of Floridians and Texans in that class. Of the 150, 88 have already committed, which just goes to show you how early a lot of these kids are committing. And then I did a little nice little conference breakdown for everyone out there who has either not enough time to do it or just not the interest. In ACC, let me start with the Pac-10, who only had nine players committed. Only nine players have committed to Pac-10 schools out of the 88 committed this far. 10 from the ACC. So they're, you know, kind of at the bottom with the Pac-10. The Big Ten had 12 players committed to their schools. Penn State and Ohio State are the main culprits there. The Big 12 has 19 players committed. Texas has about, I want to say, like close to 15 of those, maybe. Texas has really supported the Big 12 in that respect. And then this next stat really shows you how the SEC is not only the dominant conference today, but is pulling away even more than ever. They have 30 of the 88 players already committed in ESPN's top 150. The SEC has 35 of them. That's an absolute remarkable stat, and it shows the dominance that they have not only on the field but along the recruiting trail.
Well, you know, we've known that ESPN is not one to shy away from pushing the SEC as the top conference. And yes, you're shrugging your shoulders, and you shouldn't. You know, they're all about the SEC, and that, you know, it, you can't argue with that. You really can't. Especially
if
you talk about the top.
If you talk about the four best recruiting schools in the country, you have to say Florida, LSU, Alabama, and USC. And three of those come from one conference. And then you have a school like Georgia, who certainly isn't very far behind. And this year may be ahead of all three of the aforementioned SEC teams I named. So it's really in a plenty and a, you know, a abundance of riches for the schools in the SEC. And like I said, they're only extending their advantage further. Another interesting thing that ESPN came out with in the same day is their ESPN Top 10. And I want to run down that real quick for a specific reason. Florida's 1, Texas is 2, Georgia's 3, Alabama's 4, Penn State's 5, LSU comes in at 6, Oklahoma comes in at 7, USC 8. They're the only team here. They have only 12 commitments, and Ohio State has 11 at 9, and then Texas falls at number 10. But just about every single school on this list, Alex, has high double-digit commitments. Florida 16, Texas 19, Georgia 18, Alabama 20, LSU 21, Oklahoma 20. And so this just really does a great job of illustrating not only how many recruits are committing early, but that the top schools, rather than waiting, minus USC, rather than waiting, are accepting scholarships at a far earlier date than ever before.
Yeah, these schools are almost done. I mean, these schools are almost done. They're almost done, and it's not even the beginning of these kids' senior seasons in high school, which, yeah, like you mentioned, these other kids that emerge during their senior years, they're not going to go to the Alabamas and LSUs because they're not going to have room for them. You know, maybe they were slow playing them, and they're going to go to the the second tier recruiting school.
I mean, you said it. I didn't. And that is that a lot of these kids, some of the top players in the country, if you follow recruiting enough, then you know this, develop and make a name for themselves in the middle of or at the end of their senior seasons. And this was a time for the big universities. Only 2 years ago, Florida wouldn't have accepted a commitment to the, you know, there was a time 2 years ago where Florida would have one, maybe two guys at this date. Now they have 17, it's incredible to think about that. A lot of these guys are the top players aren't even on the boards yet, you know, or their names aren't out there yet. And like you said, they're going to fall to the Boise States and to the Georgia Techs, just kidding, to the, you know, the Troys and the Boise States, like I said, the Middle Tennessee.
And they're going to get good athletes.
Right.
They're going to get good athletes that weren't on the radar for those other big schools or you know, the mid-tier schools. They're going to go to some smaller schools and have a chance to play and the earliness of all these commits, these schools are almost done, like we talked about.
What do you think about that? What do you think that impact? I mean, it's going to have to play out the way we said it, and it's going to have to play out just that way. And what I mean by that is there's going to have to be a significant amount of top prospects who developed late going to these second-tier schools, but there's a chance that can really change the parity in college football. There's another road that could take or another effect that could have, and that is a lot of unhappy recruits who committed early and have their scholarships pulled. don't put it past a guy like Lane Kiffin, our whipping boy, to say, you know what, I gave you a commitment. I accepted your commitment early in June. And I don't, you know, now I have a guy at this position who's a five-star guy. He's the guy we really want. And this will happen. Mark my words. Depends on what, you know, who the coach is, but schools will pull scholarships. It's not against the rules.
No, it's not. And you talk about parity. I mean, I think the scouting – you could go the other way, though. I think the scouting process has gotten so good and so widespread that these coaches are identifying these players earlier. And as for the players, I think they're more developed earlier.
Right.
I think, you know, a lot of these top players can be identified. You know, I don't think you're going to see too many more guys – emerge in their senior seasons and pop up in that sort of 150 discussion.
I think this, if they do, this will be the last year because, like you said, I think I think coaches will get smart to the new process, the new timeline, and will start, if they haven't already, scouting players at a much younger age, which is an extremely slippery slope. Listen, we could talk about this all day, but we do have to get to another commercial break. When we come back, Southwest DeKalb head coach, the legend himself, Bug Godfrey, will join us. Of course, you are listening to Sports Radio 79 in the Zone and the Score Atlanta's official visit. Score Atlanta and Georgia Public Broadcasting will be webcasting a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
Mayhem in the AM.
You don't want to miss this week's Mayhem in the AM. You know what? You got Chipper Jones talking Braves, Tony Barnhart talking college football, Lenny Pasquale talking NFL. It's your morning show. 6 to 11. Don't miss Mayhem this week.
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
It's full steam ahead for the national-ranked Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. The 2009 season kicks off Saturday, September 5th, as the Jackets take the field. All aboard, Tech fans, for exciting matchups against Clemson, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, and you do not want to miss Georgia versus Georgia Tech in Bobby Dodd Stadium. Don't get left at the station. Go to ramblinrec.com/tickets or call 888-TECH-TICKS to get your tickets today. It's full steam ahead.
Service department.
Yeah, hi. How much is a 60,000-mile tune-up on my 2005?
60,000-mile service is $649.
Okay, say that again. How much?
Yeah, $649. ma'am.
Okay, so tell me again how much.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. Are you scheduling service for your car?
Oh, no. I carpool, so I won't need it for a while. I just like hearing how much I'm not spending.
Oh.
So come on, tell me how much again.
Ma'am, I'm hanging up.
Come on.
When you add up gas, car maintenance, and other expenses, driving to work is expensive. Carpooling at least once a week can save money and your car. How much can it save you? Visit cleanaircampaign.org and look for the commute calculator. You can also learn how to earn $3 a day, up to $100. That's cleanaircampaign.org. The Clean Air Campaign. Less traffic, cleaner air.
Hey guys, Chris Domino, and have I got a deal and quite honestly a plan for you. It's time to check out the Football Widow August sale at Spa Sedell. Treated to a Spa Sedell treatment, and if she brings five of her friends to join her, her service is free, plus you get an additional 10% off the series package. But hurry and do it today. Why? Because this offer is only good when purchased in August and is not valid with any other offers or discounts. It's the perfect gift for her. You're going to be a hero and you get the hall pass you want for this football season. What's better, the gift or the thank you? Go to spasedell.com. For more information or call 404-255-7727. It's that easy. You want to make a little hay this football season? Take care of her and take care of yourself. The bottom line is when you give, you sometimes get. That's the beauty of Spa Sedell. The Football Widow August sale is your ticket to keeping her happy this football season. Buy five and get the sixth service for free, plus receive an additional 10% off on services over $50. Don't get into the doghouse this season. Treat it to Spa Sedell. Make it easy on yourself this football season.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Don't be fooled by other companies' $18.95 per month alarm systems. Those systems don't have live two-way voice security, which means you're not truly protected. Only with AlarmForce you get live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty all free for zero down and only $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. AlarmForce.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
You ready to talk about football?
Football.
We love being the home to the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. But we also know that a dog is man's best friend. Make that a bulldog.
We've got the best Yellow Jacket and Bulldog coverage anywhere. 790 The Zone. Football lives here.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Score Atlanta will be webcasting on an on-demand basis, the Corky Cow Classic from the George Dome on August 22nd. The four big matches will be broadcast live on 790 The Zone and will be available on the net that Sunday at ghsa.tv. Of course, I am Scott, the Brain Janovitz, joined in the studio as always by Alex, the A-Train Ewell, and we have a very special guest on the line right now in Southwest DeKalb, head coach Buck Godfrey. Buck, thanks for joining us. Are you there?
Yeah, glad to be here.
Hey, we're glad to have you, more than you know. But let's jump right into things. You know, coach, for those who don't know, you've been around the game for a long, long time, have sent probably more kids to college than any school, than any coach in this state. So just generally speaking, talk about the biggest changes you've seen in the recruiting process in the last, say, 5 to 10 years.
Well, now the first thing the recruiters do is go to the guidance counselors, so kids must have grades. And because the professional people and the college players have done so many things wrong in society, they do a character sketch now. So you have to have, you know, a proper attitude and good character sketch. The other thing is the emphasis on highlight tapes and low light tapes, I'm going to call it. Because, you know, back in the day, all you had to do is send a film, because most of those coaches wanted to see what a kid would do when he's not getting the ball or he's not catching a pass. Now people will go with his highlight tapes. And the other thing, of course, is our parents and these AAU coaches getting involved in programs that I think a lot of time deleterious to what we are trying to do as a football team. So you got parents shopping kids around. You got AAU coaches shopping kids around. So I think that's pretty bad for the game.
Coach, Alex Ewalt here. You've been at Southwest DeKalb for a while, and I'm sure you've built up some good relationships, or at least you know a lot of these recruiters around this area from some of these big colleges. How exactly does that work? Is that a situation where, you know, they're going to come to campus 1 year and check out who you have, or are they going to sort of just get in touch with you? And what's the kind of relationship between you and these guys that are recruiting your kids?
Well, our program, you know, is pretty well known. The only thing that happened for us at Southwest, they built Stevenson and they built Martin Luther King. And it took a lot of our athletes in the 2000s, I'd say about 2002 to about 2007, we lost a lot of kids. And recruiters nowadays, they're only going to come when you pretty much got athletes. They won't stop by and say hello anymore like they used to. But now that we've got people, you know, they're coming around like they used to and things of this nature. But it's all about business now. One time back, for example, I had relationships with certain coaches, Coach Curry at the time, Eddie Robinson, Joe Gilliam, Bobby, I forget his last name at Georgia Tech there,
Bobby Ross.
Bobby Ross. And he would call, you know, and say, "What you got, Coach?" And I'd tell him. And he said, you know, they'd probably send a contract, you know, without looking at film. But, you know, times have changed in that respect.
Yeah, Coach, as I'm sure you've recognized, more and more kids are committing earlier and earlier. And this has made the early signing period discussion more relevant now than ever. Where do you fall on this issue?
Well, you know, I'm kind of ambivalent when it comes to that, because I don't think they get the full – I want them to have the full – recruiting experience now. We have four guys already committed, and but I want them to take the plane ride to see the other school and then commit. But I was told by one of my players, you know, Trewick Bolger, that the earlier these kids commit now, the better chance they have on getting a scholarship. So, you know, you have to change with the tide and let it go at that. But I still think that before long, the high school experience is going to end up like you know, 1 year and out in the colleges and then jump into pros. So I don't like the way it's going.
Yeah, Coach, you kind of alluded to it, and we were discussing it earlier, and that is the fact that, you know, a lot of people have been critical of the number of scholarships extended to kids these days. Of course, most schools only accept 20 to 25 kids, yet they offer out maybe 80, 90, 100 scholarships. Do you have a problem with this?
No. I mean, you know, the NC2A came into the picture not too long ago, and ever since that, things have changed. And the colleges got to change with it. And let's face it, you know, it's a business. Coaches got to win or they get fired, you know. And the quicker they can get in the top of the line athlete, the better job security they have. And, you know, it's just a business.
Now, Coach, you guys have put some top level talent in college over the last couple of years. But yeah, you guys are signing so many kids. Not everyone's going to be one of those elite prospects going to an SEC or ACC school. I mean, you look at a kid like Eric Ward, quarterback at Richmond, coming out of Southwest, won a national championship last year in FCS. That's a kid that's didn't get the SEC or ACC scholarship. But you know, how important is it to send as many kids as possible to college?
Well, you know, we always tell our kids, you know, Division One is the fact that. The reason they are Division One because they're on television. If you put some of these Division Three, Division Two schools on television, or the historically black colleges on television, then everybody is Division One. So the television revenue got a lot to do with that. But what we do with our kids now, you know, you get the pick of the litters and all these kind of things. But that little puppy that sits way to the back, you know, we always emphasize the Division Three, Division Two, Division One, AA. So you can get the chance to get an education, you know, and enjoy your football life. And we send, you know, now DVDs out on all our kids. And what we expect them to do for us is get the grades in the classroom and have good character, have great attitudes, you know, a strong belief in God, of course. We require that. And good things will happen for you. So it's not so much Division One; it's going off to college and having that college experience and getting that piece of paper, you know, because, you know, no matter how, you know, just everybody's the NFL. If you got talent, those guys are going to find you. I don't care who you are.
Yeah,
you
mentioned some of the puppies that you guys have. You also have a couple grown-up pit bulls, if you will, in T.J. Stripling and Ken Malcolm. We'll start a little bit with T.J. Stripling and just tell me a little bit of what kind of person he is, more than a player, and also what you see his potential as.
His potential, let me identify that first, but he's, you know, he's at 6'7", so he'll go 245, 255, and he's fast. So you're looking at the prototype rush in or, you know, whatever scheme it is, outside linebacker, you know, on the next level. Off the field, you wouldn't even know he's a football player other than his, you know, his height and his size. You know, he's very laid back, very articulate, you know, he's a leader. He's been a captain for a minute, but more than that, you know, he got this sense of assurance that everything's going to be okay, and it permeates the whole program. Ken Malcolm is a diamond in the rough. He's just now realizing who he is, and you know, I'm so glad that he bought into academics and made that honor roll the last couple of semesters, and wanting to do the things that he knows he can do. In fact, he's running the ball better now than I've ever seen him run the ball, and he's committed himself to being the best back that Georgia ever had. So, you know, I think all these things will happen.
Hey, listen, Coach, we're greatly appreciative of the opportunity to kind of pick your brain here on our recruiting show, and hope you have a great Sunday.
Yeah, man, it's too short, though. We got to do this again.
Definitely.
Now we're holding you to that, though, Coach.
Okay, you got it.
Thanks again. Of course, that is Southwest ACAB head coach and the legend himself, Buck Godfrey, a great coach and just a great person. And Alex, you kind of asked the question, you know, he, more than maybe any coach in the country, is always looking out for the best interest of his players.
You look at the stat, he's been there 26 years, 238 players have signed scholarships, and about 170 of them have gotten their diploma. I mean,
listen,
that's big time.
We don't have much time, but I want to ask you a quick question. because he is known for sending an abundance of kids to college. What do you think a coach should be remembered for more, winning games or sending kids to college and getting them a great education?
I think any coach would tell you the latter is more important. I mean, these kids going to college and making a life for themselves is the most important thing. And if you can be a state championship contender like Southwest DeKalb is this year in Class 4A, that's great.
Yeah, if you can have it all.
This is a team that could win it all and send a number of kids on to college.
Because the ADs may disagree with us on that topic. We have to get to another commercial break. When we get back, though, we will have another special guest on the phone, Blessed Trinity dual sport athlete Jake Skoll. Of course, you are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's official visit. Score Atlanta will be webcasting on an on-demand basis the Corky Kell Classic from the Georgia Dome on August 22nd. The four big matches will be broadcast live on 790 The Zone and will be available on the net that Sunday on GHSA.tv.
Pollock and Bell.
Florida State legend Bobby Bowden.
With the situation Jimbo Fisher, and I don't know how much you can talk about it, but the president and the AD on record that they're not going to do that buyout, where does that leave you?
Now, what do you mean not going to do that buyout? Like he gets $5
million? Exactly.
Well, I'm going to keep coaching. Me and him going to split it.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Don't be fooled by other companies' $18.95 per month alarm systems. Those systems don't have live two-way voice security, which means you're not truly protected. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty all free for zero down and only $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fictional president of the United States.
People of Atlanta, the bailout to the boat stimulus package just got sweeter when booking at whereatlantaplays.com and using the offer code Atlanta. You can stay at the Beau Rivage for as low as $89 per night.
Mr. President, tell us exactly why Atlantans should head to Beau Rivage this summer.
Allow me. You see, sugar, the Beau Rivage is the bomb. It's an MGM Four Diamond Resort on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. You can fly there in 1 hour or drive there in 5 hours, maybe in a limo. It's a hookup, baby. I'm telling you, bachelorette parties galore, hotties by the pool. Bob Dole could get action there. It's great. In closing, the bailout to the boat package is a limited time offer. So Atlanta, act now. Thank you.
The bailout to the boat double occupancy package includes two nights hotel, two buffets, two Miller Lights, and two Bacardi cocktails for as low as $119 plus tax per person through August 8th and just $89 plus tax per person August 9th through August 31st. Book now by visiting whereatlantaplays.com and enter offer code Atlanta.
Hey, folks, it's Trey from the Fur Bus, the greatest chauffeur transportation experience in the world.
Hey, Trey, who has the greatest chauffeur transportation experience in the world?
The Fur Bus has the greatest chauffeur transportation experience in the world, matter of fact.
Oh, cool. I was just wondering.
Don't fight parking at the Braves games. Don't get a DUI on some loser's bachelor party. Don't rent another drunk clown for your kid's birthday party. Rent the Fur Bus. 14, 20, 30-passenger buses are available 24-7. The Fur Bus is the perfect way to impress your clients or your staff. Real estate tours, golf outings, concerts, whatever, call us. Take your staff out. Send your boss to Snellville. Do whatever. Just call us now. 404-303-8950. I promise an unforgettable experience. 404-303-8950 or furbus.com to see the madness. People, rent the bus, please.
So what should I do now?
Rent the bus. If you do anything this year, rent the bus. Call now.
When should I call to rent the bus?
Now. 404-303-8950.
Hey guys, Chris Domino, and have I got a deal and quite honestly a plan for you. It's time to check out the Football Widow August sale at Spasadel. Treat it to a Spasadel treatment, and if she brings five of her friends to join her, her service is free. Plus, you get an additional 10% off the series package. But hurry and do it today. Why? Because this offer is only good when purchased in August and is not valid with any other offers or discounts. It's the perfect gift for her. You're going to be a hero, and you get the hall pass you want for this football season. What's better, the gift or the thank you? Go to spasadel.com. For more information or call 404-255-7727. It's that easy. You want to make a little hay this football season? Take care of her and take care of yourself. The bottom line is when you give, you sometimes get. That's the beauty of Spasadale. The Football Widow August sale is your ticket to keeping her happy this football season. Buy five and get the sixth service for free, plus receive an additional 10% off on services over $50. Don't get into the doghouse this season. Treat her to Spasadale. Make it easy on yourself this football season.
The Two Live Stews.
The place where the players play.
Viking All-Pro Jared Allen on Brett Favre not returning.
I don't think this puts a speed bump in our plans at all. I think if you get a chance to get a caliber player like Brett Favre at any position, you swing for the fences and see if you get him. If not, you move on.
Weekdays 1 to 4 on 790 The Zone.
We are back feeling good on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's official visit. Every Friday night, Score Atlanta will have the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the score will be available at AJC.com. Of course, just as a reminder, I'm Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined as always by the A-Train, Alex Ewell, and we are joined by another guest right now, Blessed Trinity dual sport athlete, Jake Skull. Jake, you there, and how is your Sunday going?
I'm good. It's going good. I'm out in New Mexico. Just had a little barbecue with everyone at the tournament.
Yeah,
so it's good.
Come on, expand a little bit on that. I know you are out in Mexico, New Mexico. I believe for what is a big time baseball tournament. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing and how you're faring.
Right, it's the Connie Mack World Series, and they have it every year. The Nationals are out here in New Mexico. We play our first game tonight at 5:15, and the Home Run Derby is actually at 3 today. It's only, I guess it's about 1:45 here. So
now,
it's a pretty big deal. We're defending champs, so we gotta keep it up.
Well, there you go. Good luck with that. Now, as a leadoff hitter, will you be taking part in the Home Run Derby?
No, I will not. I won't do it. We got a big old guy doing it for us, and
there you go.
He can hit it a long way, so.
So listen, Jake, anyone who follows your recruitment knows that you're interested in playing both football and baseball at the college level. When you consider how difficult it is for some of the players who are just looking at one sport to make a decision, do you think it's that much harder for you to kind of find two good programs at one school?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a good problem to have, but it's definitely tough to know, find a school that has what you're looking for in both sports rather than just one. But it's good. It's fun looking for what school fits me best and what'll work out the best.
Now, Jake, Alex Ewald here. Have you made playing two sports in college a requirement? Say, if you have a great situation at football at one school or a great situation at baseball at another school, and maybe it won't work out, it wouldn't work out both ways for those schools. Are you definitely looking at a school that's going to allow you to play both?
Yeah, I think if I have the opportunity, and as long as I'm, I have the chance to do so, I'll try and play both for as long as I can. So I think playing both is a big thing that make it work out for both schools, yeah, or for both sports.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, you do actually have a good amount of scholarships from schools offering in both sports. Talk about which schools have kind of green-lighted you on that issue, playing two sports, and which ones are at the top of your list?
Georgia Tech have offered for both, and they're obviously at the top of my list from being close to home. Virginia Tech, Maryland, Florida State, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, Auburn, Tulane. I like Florida State a lot. ACC baseball is good and football has got good tradition. Playing for Spurrier at South Carolina would be something else. And there, Ray Tanner, the baseball coach, is also a good coach. Vanderbilt's academics speak for itself. It's also SEC football, SEC baseball. So, it's a tough decision, but it's a good decision to have.
Plenty of options out there. Now, I know you've, in the past, have great respect for the Georgia Tech baseball program, but maybe a couple concerns about the football program, or at least you've expressed some concerns. Talk a little about that specifically.
It's not concerns. It's just... you know, it's SEC. I mean, basically looking at for football is SEC versus ACC. And, you know, I think there's definitely great schools in each conference. But, I mean, I love the baseball there, you know, my brother being there and being around it so much. And, you know, the football is definitely on the rise, and they got something special they could bring up until someone can figure out that offense they're running.
Now, you look at the situation at Georgia Tech. You mentioned your brother, Matt, one of the team's top guys. What kind of role is that playing in getting you to your college destination?
It plays a big role. I mean, it's you know, he's on me every time I talk to him. You know, need to come play with him. But then there's also other people that, you know, go blaze your own path and you know, do your own thing. But I mean, it would be cool either way to play with him and then or to play against him somewhere. So I mean, I can't look into it too much with him being there. You know, I'll probably be with him for a year if all goes well and he gets drafted his junior year.
Now, you look at the football program at Tech, and you would certainly fit right into that A-back role. What do you think about possibly playing A-back on the flats for Paul Johnson?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be awesome. You know, I like the defensive side, and I know that I like the offensive side as well. It's definitely a cool offense that, you know, a lot of teams haven't figured out yet. They had great success with it this year, and looks like it's going to keep going. So, I mean, that'd be definitely a fun position to play and, you know, good offense to be in.
Yeah, we're talking to Blessed Trinity dual sport athlete Jake Skoll. Now, Jake, if push comes to shove, would you rather play defense or would you rather play offense on the college level?
I don't know. I think I need to, you know, they'll probably figure it out when I get there, especially at Georgia Tech. They got to find, you know, unique guys that can play that A-back spot. And you know, they got young safeties there that can do it too. So, I mean, I think right now I'd probably be a better safety. But I mean, you know, it's up to them, and they'll figure it out which way I'm better on the defensive side or offensive side.
Right now, according to most reports, the University of Georgia is recruiting you to play defense. Talk a little about your interest in the Bulldogs and your relationship with Coach Martinez.
Right, they've been great recruiting. Went down there, I guess, a month and a half ago for a little kind of day camp, and worked out with Coach Martinez a little bit, and that's when they ended up offering. He's been good. He's a defensive back coach and the defensive coordinator, so you know it works well for what I fit into. So I mean, he's been great. I like it down there. You know, Athens is a great place, and you know, they're always something special in football every year, too.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Blessed Trinity's Jake Skoll. Jake, you know, do you, as a dual sport athlete, do you at any point worry maybe playing two sports will prevent you from reaching your highest potential at either one?
I do a little bit, but I mean, the coaches that I've talked to or that I have interest in are guys that say that, you know, it's been done here or it can be done, and that they'll work together with both coaches from baseball and football. So I'm trying to find a place where the baseball and football coaches have a good relationship and, you know, can work it out and make it a little easier than it could be.
And before we let you go, can you tell the official visit and all its listeners maybe a leader right now?
I think Georgia and Georgia Tech, you know, being so close, and then, you know, Florida State and South Carolina are places you got to listen to what they say and where they're at.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jake, for joining us on I Know What Is For You, a busy Sunday, and good luck tonight.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Again, that was Blessed Trinity, dual sport athlete Jake Skoll. And Alex, where do you fall, I guess, along or on the topic of dual sport athletes?
You know, more power to you if you can do it. But I think we've seen in college, even a kid that comes in trying to play two has to choose. I mean, yeah. especially if he's a high level athlete in one sport, if he's trying to concentrate on the draft in baseball or in football, he's gonna, you know, it's gonna happen usually that he chooses one of those sports.
I think unless you're running track, unless track is one of those sports,
track seems doable for these football players.
Let me throw an example. Riley Cooper at University of Florida, who was just drafted by the Texas Rangers, actually signed a contract, but the contract stipulates that he can, interestingly, I found this to be incredibly interesting, that he can play this year for the University of Florida, which he will, football team. But in my opinion, Riley has not reached his potential in either sport. He was drafted by the Texans, but he's been nothing but a bit player for the baseball team. And while he started last year as a receiver for the Gators, he's mostly a blocker, and he's a guy who has all the potential in the world in both sports, and could be an all-star in either, and really has been, I hate to criticize, but rather mediocre at both. I think it takes a unique talent to really excel at both on the college level, and I think if you have the potential to be great in one, you should choose.
Well, you talk about baseball. What these baseball players are doing all throughout the fall is they're playing in leagues. They're playing baseball. If you're a football player, you miss that, and vice versa. I mean, I think, you know, you look at a kid named Andrew Brackman out of NC State. He's a kid that was a high baseball draft pick, and he dropped basketball. I think it's inevitable that a lot of these kids will do the same.
Yeah, we got to get to our last and final commercial break of the day. Of course, you were listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and the Score Atlanta's official visit. Score Atlanta is the ATL's only football plus sports paper and is available at all Metro, Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters.
Football lives here. From Blacksburg to Baton Rouge, Little Rock to Lexington, Knoxville to Gainesville, we're your roadmap for all points SEC and ACC. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Woo! The priest is mad!
The Metal Gods. Judas Priest.
Break the law, break the law.
And Whitesnake. On the 30th anniversary of the Seminole record, come see Judas Priest performing for the first time ever the whole of the British Steel album live on stage together with other Priest classics. Judas Priest with very special guest Whitesnake and Pop Evil. August 20th, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater at Encore Park. Judas Priest. Tickets are on sale now. Available at the venue box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone. Judas Priest, Whitesnake, and Pop Evil. Part of the Bud Light Concert Series, produced by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra.
I'm a Verizon Wireless small business specialist, and I solve problems. Like last week, three women walk in our store, mom, daughter, grandma. They run a catering company and want to improve their business. Each had different needs.
I need internet access to order supplies.
I need email so our events run smoothly.
And sometimes we need it all on location.
That's when I offered one wireless solution that fit them all. Try MiFi. It's a mobile hotspot that lets you connect up to five devices to the internet at the same time.
Now, we stay connected.
On the go and on location.
All three of us.
That's a recipe for success.
Only Verizon Wireless has a small business specialist in every store to help you do business better. Get a MiFi mobile hotspot for $99.99 after a $50 mail-in rebate debit card with new two-year activation on a mobile broadband plan. Call 1-800-VZW4-BIZ or go to verizonwireless.com/smallbusiness. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
790 The Zone, home to one of the most reputable names in all of sports. Sporting News Radio. Whether it's weeknights or weekends, Sporting News Radio. Only on 790 The Zone.
Nice saying she a gold digger. We are back feeling good to finish up on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Of course, you are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. In September, the official visit will move to Monday nights from 7 to 9 on 790 The Zone. And the Score Atlanta Falcons Sunday will air from 1 to 4 p.m. And Alex, anyone who's been following the college basketball recruiting scene over the last couple weeks should know that Isaiah Thomas down at FIU, Florida International, has had one heck of a run. Of course, if you're interested in Georgia, then you should know that 2000 point guard Wheeler star Phil Taylor has given Isaiah Thomas his verbal pledge already for the class of 2010. And if you're Phil Taylor and you're looking to learn how to play point guard from someone, is there a better person than Isaiah?
Pretty good. Pretty good teacher. I mean, we've followed this kid. He's as far as a Sun Belt point guard goes, he's gonna be dynamite. I mean, first of all, he's an ACC, SEC caliber guy. He makes that team go. He's great.
He's rated 37th. He's the 37th rated point guard in the country, according to Rivals.com, which is, to me, an absolute joke. Assuming he's not your number one option on your team, and you allow him to play the point guard position, if he's not top 10 to 15, I don't know who is, because he does everything. He gets to the hole extremely well. He has an incredible understanding of the game. He dishes the ball really well. He shoots the ball really well. He's a good defender. Of course, Isaiah Thomas, it didn't stop at Phil Taylor. He also has a commitment already from the number five center in the country for 2011. And then on Friday, he got a commitment from a five-star kid in the class of 2010, the 23rd ranked player all around, Hargrave Military's Dominique Ferguson. So here's my question. It's abundantly clear that the guy can recruit. How much success do you think he's going to have at that level?
A lot of factors come into play here. You've got the kids' names and you've got the verbals, but you don't have the payoff yet. I mean, you've got a kid in Chris Coleman who's a 2011 kid. I'm not saying anything about what Isaiah Thomas is going to do, but how long is he going to stay there? If he wants to coach in college, is he not going to jump? FIU, with all due respect, is not a destination for a college.
No, this is a guy who's used to flying chartered planes, beautiful private jets, you know, working in New York. He, as much failure as he had in the NBA, he is used to the rich, the high life, if you will, and FIU takes buses to all their games. It's not a top-notch school, and so the question is, if he does at any point start tasting defeat, will he stick around?
Or success. If he takes that team to the top of the conference, you don't think he's going to look for what else is out there? If he wants to jump back to the NBA, I don't know if anyone will have him, but you look at what he's done so far, and it would seem that he is committed. He unprecedentedly gave back his entire first-year salary to the athletic department.
Well,
you don't hear about that.
No, and here's the other thing. For all the criticism he had in the NBA, there's one thing the guy did extremely well there, and he'll do at the college level as well, and that's scout players. In his time in the NBA, he drafted Wilson Chandler, 23, who's scoring in double digits right now for the Knicks, 15 points a game. David Lee at 30, probably the best draft pick in the last couple years at 30. Renardo Bachman was a surprise at 20, but is very good. And Trevor Ariza, he grabbed at 43. The guy knows talent when he sees it. You'll hear it here first, if not first, second, third, fourth, fifth. He's going to have tremendous success at FIU, and I agree with you, Alex. The one thing to consider is, will he stay there long, because he may get a better job?
Well, here's another thing I worry about. You heard about Larry Bird as an NBA coach not having the patience to deal with these players that he didn't consider to be on the level that he himself played at. Look at Isaiah Thomas. You saw him on the bench, you know, in the NBA, looking at like he was, you know, wanting to strangle players for not doing things that he probably would have done in his playing days. Is he going to have the patience to deal with these college basketball players after not being around the game?
Yeah, I don't know. Real quick, though, speed round. Give me your last three commitments for Georgia Tech in 2010, quickly.
I think you're looking at, the quarterback position, I like Sinjin Days. His size, his speed, he can play another position. At defensive end, I think you like Kareem Martin, a kid out of North Carolina. And I think at the, let me pull up my list here, but I think in the linebacker position, you like Tyrone Cornelius of Stevenson.
There you go. You heard it here first, Alex, the A-Train Ewell. Of course, we would like to thank all our guests, Mike Taylor, Jeff Meeser, J.C. Sherbert, DeKalb County's, or Southwest DeKalb's Buck Godfrey, of course, Blessed Trinity dual sport star Jake Skull. Always like to thank our men behind the scenes, Joel and Variable, and we will be back same time next week, 2 to 4, do it all over again. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's official visit. Score Atlanta and Georgia Public Broadcasting will be webcasting a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com. Good afternoon, Atlanta.
Football lives here. From Blacksburg to Baton Rouge.
Little Rock to Lexington.
Knoxville to Gainesville. We're your roadmap for all points SEC and ACC. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
The Atlanta Hawks fly high and soar only one place.
We're your exclusive home for Hawks Hoops. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
Sporting News Flash.
I'm Kirk Stevens. We start with Sunday afternoon baseball. American League, the Tigers have gone in front of the Twins with 2 in the 8th. 8-6 as they head to the 9th in Detroit. Placido Polanco, the go-ahead RBI single. Miguel Cabrera, Marcus Thames, Michael Kadire, Delman Young all with home runs. Indians lead the White Sox 5-3. They are going to the seventh now in Chicago. A.J. Brzezinski, a home run. Jamie Carroll, two-run double for the Indians. Athletics 4, Royals nothing in the seventh. Ryan Sweeney, Bobby Crosby with home runs. Rangers and Angels scoreless in the second in Anaheim. While the Blue Jays have beaten the Orioles 7-3. Marco Scudero, Vernon Wells, Kevin Millar all with home runs. Roy Halladay the win. He is now 12-5. To the National League, Marlins lead the Phillies 3-1. It is in the seventh inning. Jorge Cantu, Wes Helms, Cody Ross driving in runs for the Fish. Josh Johnson in line for the win. The Cardinals score 5 times in the eighth. Now lead the Pirates after trailing 3-0. It's 7-3. St. Louis with the Pirates batting in the eighth inning. Joel Pinheiro in line for the victory. Skip Schumacher and Ryan Ludwig each driving in a pair in that 5-run inning. Astros lead the Brewers 2-0 as they go to the home seventh. Wandy Rodriguez spinning the shutout. Jeff Blum with a 2-run homer. Rockies 3, Cubs 1. That one is in the third inning. Todd Helton, Troy Tulowitzki driving in runs in a 3-run first for Colorado. And Cubs skipper Lou Piniella was tossed for arguing a play at second base in the first inning. To golf, Tiger Woods leads by 2 shots over Patty Harrington. They're midway through the final round of the Bridgestone Invitational. Harrington has 9 pars today, but Woods is 5-under, including an eagle on number 2. NASCAR hoping to race today at Watkins Glen, but they are still waiting out a rain delay. NFL Hall of Fame game kicks off the preseason schedule. Canton, Ohio, Bills and Titans, 8:30 Eastern Time. That's the latest sporting news flash. I'm Turk Stevens.
You heard about him on national radio. You heard about him on national television. The Tyra Banks Show. Praised on cold pizza.
Jonathan Stone.
Upset specials winning outright. Stone cold locks by 3 touchdowns. No one is better against the spread than Jonathan Stone, and he'll prove it again as he releases his stone cold locks. Buffalo, Tennessee. Free. He feels you can move on this game as if it's already been played, and why not? No one is better in preseason football than Jonathan Stone. Call now and receive his Stone Cold Lock of the Week absolutely free on a recorded message. No salesmen, no hassles, just winners. Call now, 800-474-8002. Jonathan Stone's Lock of the Week absolutely free on a recorded message. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain. 800-474-8002. 1-800-474-8002. Write this number down, 800-474-8002. 800-474-8002.
What are we talking about?
Sports. Sports.
When we're not local, we're coast to coast with one of America's most credible sports organizations.
Who in the wide world of sports are you?
Sports. Sports.
Sporting News Radio. And with Tim Brando and Troy Aikman in their stable, SNR knows football lives here.
Are you listening?
Are you listening?
Sporting News Radio, exclusively on 790 The Zone.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here for Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership. And now more than ever, if you're looking for the edge, Aaron's is there for you. The name you can trust for over 50 years with the best guaranteed lowest prices or the flexibility of leasing to own in 12, 18, or 24 months. They got the name brands. They got the quality. These are the guys you want to do business with. Do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's now more than ever. Hey, you want a TV? Because football season is here, brother. And you don't want just any TV. How about a 52-inch LCD flat panel from Sharp? Just $129.99. $99 a month on a 24-month lease, or get it at the guaranteed lowest price, under $2,000 right now from Aaron's. Not just TVs. They got bedroom sets, living room furniture. Matter of fact, how about the great-looking Euro leather 7-piece living room set? Only $119.99 a month. And with the kids going back to high school and or college, how about some laptops? They've got all the name brands you know, like Dell. Check it out at Aaron's. Go to shopaarons.com to find out where the store is near you and find the lease plan that makes the most sense so you can free up your cash for all the other bills you got to deal with. Remember, now more than ever, nobody beats the Aaron's price. Nobody. For TVs, for football season and a whole lot more, make sure you stop at Aaron's.
Want to get treated like an all-star?
You wouldn't understand.
790 The Zone and the Clean Air Campaign are giving you the chance to become a commuter all-star.
Are you kidding me?
Just tell us why you carpool. We're choosing one story each month now through the end of the year. If we choose yours, you'll score home team baseball tickets and be entered to win an ultimate pro sports experience.
Yes!
You'll even have the chance to record a commercial. Visit 790thezone.com for details.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
This is Bobby Cox with Jay Cunningham, owner of Superior Plumbing. Hey, Jay, you have a billboard that's up right now that says, "You deserve more than a monkey with a wrench?" What do you mean by this?
Bobby, all of our plumbers are licensed because it's the law. There are a lot of plumbers out there who don't know what they're doing.
When a plumber comes to your house, the homeowner should ask for their license. If they don't have a license, you should have them take your garbage out or send them packing. It's against the law for an unlicensed plumber to do work in your home.
Jay, do you communicate with the customer throughout the entire process?
Absolutely, Bobby. We believe communication is key. When we say we're going to show up, we show up on time, every time. Ultimately, the homeowner deserves the best service from the best company. That's what Superior Plumbing always strives to be.
You deserve more than a monkey with a wrench. Call 770-422-PLUM.
Just Superior, the honest one. Call 770-422-PLUM.
The Falcons beat writer Steve Wyche plays here. Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.